Job 3. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. And this is what he said. May the day of my birth perish, and the night it was said, a boy is conceived. If only that day had turned to darkness. May God above disregard it. May no light shine upon it. May darkness and gloom reclaim it, and a cloud settle over it. May the blackness of the day overwhelm it. If only darkness had taken that night away, may it not appear among the days of the year. May it never be entered in any of the months. Behold, may that night be barren. May no joyful voice come into it. May it be cursed by those who curse the day, those prepared to rouse Leviathan. May its morning stars grow dark. May it wait in vain for daylight. May it not see the breaking of dawn. For that night did not shut the doors of the womb to hide the sorrow from my eyes. Why did I not perish at birth? Why did I not die as I came from the womb? Why were there knees to receive me and breasts that I should be nursed? For now I would be lying down in peace. I would be asleep and at rest with kings and counselors of the earth who built for themselves cities now in ruins, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or why was I not hidden like a stillborn child, like an infant who never sees daylight? There the wicked cease from raging, and there the weary find rest. The captives enjoy their ease. They do not hear the voice of the oppressor. Both small and great are there, and the slave is freed from his master. Why is light given to the miserable, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death that does not come, and search for it like hidden treasure, who rejoice and greatly exult when they can find the grave? Why is life given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? I sigh when food is put before me, and my groans pour out like water, for the thing I feared has overtaken me, and what I dreaded has befallen me. I am not at ease or quiet. I have no rest, for trouble has come.